We are excited that you take the time to join us today on this Tuesday morning to make your day count.
Yes, make your Tuesday count.
Make your Tuesday count. And that's what we are here. We're here to encourage you as you go to work or about your place of business or whatever your activity is going to be today,
yes,
that you're going to make it count.
Yes.
That it's going to be what? Productive.
Yes. We make our day count by living a life of service. And today's topic is a true servant thinks like a steward, not the owner.
So I can't be the owner? That's what you're saying,
We're a steward because God is the ultimate owner.
Oh,
yes.
I'm not the owner here.
We don't put anything in this world, and we don't take anything out of this world.
So I can push myself out, be the czar. I own this thing. It's mine.
Nope, you are just the steward, the manager.
Okay.
Entrusted by God.
Aha. So a true servant knows who is the boss.
Yes.
Who is the owner.
Yes.
And that what he got is entrusted into his care. One good example of this, a good example, Pastor Dye,
yes,
is Joseph.
Joseph, yes.
Joseph. See, I like the life of Joseph because when we think of Joseph, Joseph was entrusted. The first thing, Potiphar.
Yes.
Entrusts his house.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
To Joseph.
All authority he gave him.
Yeah, but Joseph know he wasn't the what? The owner.
Right.
Joseph know he was a servant. He was entrusted to him. And think about it, Joseph again. When he went to jail, what happened? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
The jailers entrusted.
Yes.
They entrusted him in there.
Yes.
Because Joseph was a true what? Servant.
Servant.
And think about the third time we see Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
Pharaoh.
Yes.
Entrust the nation to him.
Yes.
Think about that.
That's good. And then Joseph's reward, because in Genesis chapter 47, verse 5 through 6, then Pharaoh spoke to Joseph,
yes,
saying, "Your father and your brothers have come to you. The land of Egypt is before you. Have your father and brothers dwell in the best of the land. Let them dwell in the land of Goshen, and if you know any competent men among them, then make them chief herdsmen over my livestock." So he was entrusted, Joseph was entrusted with much in Egypt, even though he came in as a slave. Then he went back down into the prison, and then he was presented before Pharaoh, and he governed over during the time of the plenty, there during the first part of the famine.
Yes.
And then he was given Goshen for his family members.
Preach
because
it.
Of his heart of servanthood.
Yes.
Because he knew that he was a steward and not the owner. He was in position then to extend Goshen. And if you really study what was going on during that time about how the people, they sold their stuff, they sold themselves, they sold their land just in exchange for bread. But everyone who was in Goshen, it was all good in Goshen. They had what they needed. They had the provision that they needed to eat. They had jobs. They had the best of the land. So while everybody else was experiencing the hardship of the famine, that land of Goshen that he had access to and was given authority by Pharaoh to grant onto 70 plus members of his family to enter into, that was because of his life of service. That was because he chose to shine.
Amen. I've discovered that the more we serve is the more God trusts us.
Yes.
The more we serve others is the more God trusts her.
Yes.
He trusts us more because servanthood is trustworthy.
Yes.
Are you trustworthy?
You're proving yourself. Self. Yes. Trustworthy.
You have to be trustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
And we can pick up, as we're doing today, the life of Joseph. Joseph was trustworthy.
Yes.
And because he was trustworthy, much was put under his charge.
So much so that Pharaoh even gave his daughter in marriage.
Amen.
To Joseph, which was a huge thing, because then his wife, she had a fruitful womb. And if you look back into the lineage of the family, even back to his father, his grandfather, and his great-grandfather, all of those men, their wives were called barren. And when Joseph, he was received the wife, Pharaoh's daughter received his wife, she had a fruitful womb, and it broke that cycle for three generations.
Yes.
The patriarchs of that lineage were with women who were barren,
yes.
And it broke that.
So, can God trust us? That's the question this morning as we go to work.
Yes.
Can God trust us? And if he trusts us, much will be placed under our care. So a true servant always, if we are a true servant, we always think like a steward.
Yes.
And not an owner.
Luke chapter 16, verse 12, and if you have not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is your own? So we are called to be faithful in what is another's, and it all belongs to God. So we're called to show our faithfulness in the little.
Yes.
He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much.
Yes.
And he who is unjust in what is least is also unjust in much.
Yes.
So we must know that every level, our faithfulness produces elevation to the next level. But if we fail to be faithful in the little, then much is probably not coming.
How can I trust you with anything when you don't show the characteristic of what a true servant is?
Mm-hmm.
When you are not faithful, and God requires faithfulness.
Yes, there was a man in the Bible who thought it was his own, and he was called a fool. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 20 through 21, God said to him, "Fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided?" So this was the man who had so much that he decided to build bigger barns. He didn't see himself as a steward over the things, as an avenue to be able to disperse stuff. He wanted to hoard the stuff as he was the owner. And it says, God said to him, "Fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided?" Verse 21, "So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." But if you cross that with verse 33 in chapter 6, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." So when we're putting first things first, when we're seeking God first, we know that we are a steward. It all belongs unto him, that the things will be added back on to us, to the good steward.
Amen. And on this Tuesday morning, as we go to work and we work in, we recognize that we are not the owner of that company.
Yes.
Whoever we're working for, we understand that we are there to serve. And trust me, if you have the heart of a servant and you do your job faithfully, mm-hmm. And you do your job how?
Faithfully.
Mm-hmm. Taking care and not, you know, become grudgeful
mm-hmm.
or begrudging of the owner, but work hard, mm-hmm. you'll be promoted.
Yes. You're a vision helper. You're there to help the vision. And in due time, elevation will come, and you will be a vision keeper. And then there'll be people who will be reporting onto you, who you'll be over, and you want those people to work hard onto you. You want them to work on to the vision. So we have to, what? We sow what we reap, right?
Amen. And with that, we'll take a break, and we will be right back.
Are new to the area, or you are looking for a place to worship, come visit with us at Celebration Tabernacle Church, 1010 Dixon Boulevard in the city of Cocoa. Our Sunday service times are 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our children's ministry offers classes for ages 3 to 11 during both service times. At Celebration Tabernacle Church, you will encounter a room full of people such as yourself who want to worship God and hear a word to bring change to their life. You can also join us in our midweek worship service every Wednesday at 7 p.m. To learn more about Celebration Tabernacle Church, contact our administrative office at 321-638-0381 or visit our website at celebrationtabernaclechurch.com.
Welcome back to Make Your Day Count. And remember, promotion comes from serving, from being a faithful, trustworthy servant. Mm-hmm. And when we exhibit the characteristic of a faithful, trustworthy servant and not acting as the boss, but just as a servant, do our job with excellence,
yes,
then you will be promoted. I believe Joseph has to demonstrate this for Potiphar to entrust him over his household.
Yes.
And the jailers have to see this, that Joseph was a servant, to entrust him with the jail.
Yes.
And then Pharaoh have to see this to entrust him with the nation.
Yes. There was a demonstration of the power and of the gifting of God.
Yeah.
But in Genesis chapter 39, verse 4, it says, so Joseph found favor in his sight and served him. Then he made him overseer of his house, and all that he had he put under his authority. So it was from the time that he had made him overseer of his house that all he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in the house and in the field. Thus he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he did not know what he had except for the bread which he ate. So our question on this morning is, whose Joseph are you?
You.
Who is blessed because you are there?
Amen. I don't know if you watch Pastor Dye Undercover Boss.
But, a couple times.
Yes, but I love to watch Undercover Boss because it shows true servant.
Yes.
It shows true servant. And I'm so moved when I watched it because those workers don't know that this is the owner.
Yes.
See.
And the episodes I've seen, when the owner sees somebody who's operating with integrity and somebody who truly values the mission of the company, usually they give them something, right?
They always promote them, but give them something. And so is God. I'm so excited now.
Yes.
I better just calm down. that God is watching us.
Yes.
And looking at how we serve.
Yes, and let's promote our excellent workers, our sponsors for this week. Miss Ginger of Scrub-A-Dub and Shine. Her business provides services to residential and commercial. She does cleaning, and the special unique thing about it is you make the list. So whatever you need them to do, if it's organizing closets or scrub-a-dubbing, shining your kitchen and bathroom, they are available to do that for you. You can contact Miss Ginger at 321-427-5349.
So let's go today. Out and make
your day count.
Do some good.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Hey, this is Mark Ballmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station, 91.5. We pray that God will help you do life right.
This is Morning Breath, your drive time devotion sure to jumpstart your day with Pastor Dan Stahlbaum of East Coast Christian Center. Morning Breath starts now.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the program. This is Morning Breath. We're a drive time devotion sure to jumpstart your day. We do that by taking a chapter of the Bible, reading it, spending some time in the Word, and then we get together here on the program, I and a co-host, And we just want to welcome you. It's Pastor Matt and I. We just want to welcome you to the program.